Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and the FFA convention in Minnesota is underway, started yesterday and continues through Tuesday. And we have one of our representatives from the Lacaparral Valley FFA chapter, Lexi Glegge, with us today. And Lexi, how's it going down there in Williams Arena, as you're telling me you are right now, huh?
Yeah, it's been super fun to be down here and get to participate in all the contests and sit through the general sessions and listen to our state officers talk. It's definitely very busy, very crazy, but it's been very fun.
All right, well, why don't you tell us a little bit about what FFA is all about and your background in the organization, and then we'll talk a bit about the state convention after that.
FFA is a very broad organization. A lot of people just think, oh, it's just farming, and the focus is agriculture, but there's so many different things you can do within FFA. I am involved with our officer team. I served as president this past year, and our chapter has been doing a lot of different community service activities and getting into the elementary schools and talking to the younger kids, so it can really be anything. This year, I was on our farm business management team. I competed in sheep production proficiency and extemporaneous speaking, and I actually just received my third place in the state award for sheep production, and we competed for farm management this morning, and we received third in the region for that, and then I made it to finals for extemporaneous speaking, and I'll compete tomorrow morning.
All right, well, congratulations on all of that. How many members do you have in the FFA chapter out of Lacaparral?
Right now, I think we have between 60 and 70 members that are enrolled in our chapter, but about 60 active members.
Okay.
So active members being people that come to every meeting or go to all these different contests and participate in any activities that we have.
Okay, you're not the only one in your family that's an FFA, I understand, right?
No, I am not. My sister, Chloe Glegge, is also an FFA, and she's serving as our chapter's treasurer.
All right, she's a little younger, so she's going to be carrying the torch after you take off, right?
Yeah, she is actually going to be, a freshman next year, so she has a lot of years left in our chapter that she's excited to be serving in. And with her being secretary next year, she's just very excited to take a more active role in our chapter.
All right, well, what happens down at the state convention? Just kind of walk us through just what that's all about.
So we got here yesterday, and yesterday there was the first general session where they opened up the convention, and then there was some LDE contests. So LDEs are different than CDEs and SAEs. SAE is a supervised agricultural experience, and a CDE is career development, and then an LDE is leadership development. And so LDEs were yesterday. Today is the CDE competition, and then the SAE award. So the state convention is a lot of tours and workshops where we get to talk to other chapters and get to find out what everyone else is doing and just figure out how we can better our chapter and we can make our state association and be more involved in different things.
Yeah, part of the fun of the events like that are just networking with other people and finding out what other people are doing, right?
Yeah, for sure. It really is. We have delegates in our chapter, so this year's delegate for us is Andy Doctor, and so she went to a meeting this morning for 4 hours, and she was paired in different groups with different delegates from other chapters, and they just got to share their experiences in the year and what they've done to involve kids from their school in their chapter and what they've done to get just a bigger outreach in their community. Because, yeah, we're a group that, I mean, we want to win awards, we want to go do fun things, but we also, at our core, are community service and spreading agriculture and building today's leaders.
How does it work when you run into people from the metro area that really don't know much about agriculture at all? Do you kind of have your job cut out for you explaining what happens out in this area?
Actually, I worked at the Miracle of Birth Center this past summer, sponsored by CHS at the Minnesota State Fair, and I ran into a lot of that. I worked with the dairy cattle, and so obviously with the dairy industry, it's very controversial just because some people don't agree with milking cattle for our own use. But it's just it's easier to explain than you would think. It's just whether or not you have a receptive audience. And I was lucky enough with everyone I talked to at the state fairgrounds that I had very receptive people who just wanted to learn. And our biggest thing, we had a communications class leading up to that, just learning how to talk to people. And when people do disagree with us, how we should go about that. And, I mean, that was huge for me, getting to talk to Natasha Mortensen, who ran our communications class, and she just explained to us that these are people that they don't know anything, and they don't know what they don't know. So as long as they're open and willing to receive what we can tell them, that that's the best that we can do. And whether or not they do believe us, or whether or not they go about and spread what we told them or spread what they see online, that's all that we can do, is just share our message in a positive light.
Right, very good. Well, talk about a little bit about that speech. You said you're at extemporaneous speaking. And what are you talking about in your speech?
So my speech topic is different every time. I've competed 4 different times now, 2 invitationals, the regional competition, and now the state competition. I arrive 30 minutes before my delivery time, and I get to pick a topic. There's usually 20 to 25 different topics, and I get to pick my favorite one out of my options. So I pick 3 out of all the 25, and whichever 3 I turn over, I pick the one that I think I could speak best on. And so I've gotten lucky most times, and I've got topics that I know a lot about or that I'm very passionate about. So this time for my preliminary round at state convention, I got a topic about ag education and how to improve it in Minnesota. So that was very fun for me to talk about.
All right, very good. Well, it sounds like you're having an interesting time down there, and it sounds like you're a great representative for agriculture and for our area down there. We appreciate the work that you and all the other FFA members are doing, and we hope you have a nice convention there for the rest of it. You'll be coming home tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we'll be home tomorrow. I compete tomorrow morning for extemporaneous finals. I start my prep time at 8:15, and I do my delivery at 8:45, and then our last award ceremony and session is at 11:30, so we should be heading home about 2 o'clock tomorrow.
All right, very good. Well, Lexi, again, thanks much for talking to us here on Q92.
Yeah.
And letting us know what's going on down there. We appreciate it, and we will maybe talk to you again sometime real soon, a little bit of a wrap-up on just what all happened over there. So appreciate it. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Lexi. Bye-bye.
Bye.